What's up, y'all? What it do? Come on in, come on through. It's your favorite host with the number one podcast in the universe, Mama K, the mommy and the mogul. And y'all, today, this is just a really quick message, okay? You ain't even got to take your shoes off, okay? Just doing a little look. I have learned personally that we are in a time, well, for me, I don't know, this might be for a couple of people, it might not be for a lot of people, but doing a lot of work and getting nowhere is literally a thing, okay? Working your ass off and draining yourself and being so tired and still not being satisfied with life is a thing, okay? Overworking yourself and not being able to enjoy your loved ones, not being able to enjoy the money that you make, but just making money because you want the bills paid and you want to do this and you want to do that, you want to save for this. But are you going to the purpose? Y'all ever seen like when somebody jump into the pool and they're doing a whole lot of splishing and splashing and all this other stuff and they haven't gotten anywhere? But then the person that is doing like, you know, they breast strokes, you know, or, you know, doing a nice little doggy paddle, they're getting across the pool. But the person that's just doing a whole bunch of splishing and splashing and all this other work, hard, strenuous, continuous, flapping around ass work. Honey, no, we need to be gliding through this season. So make sure you're doing your 1%, okay? And I like to overleverage a little bit, so 1 to 5%, okay? But, you know, make sure that you're putting time in your day to know what you're doing tomorrow. Know what you're doing today because you knew last night before today came what you were going to do today. You meditated on it this morning. Do your prayer time, do your meditation, do your yoga in the morning, your stretching before the kids wake up. If you have to be up and get the kids up at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, get up at 5, okay? If you have to be at work by 8 o'clock, get up at 5, unless you got a long commute, then you know what I'm saying? But make it fit. You're not that tired. Okay, take it out your mind. Let's train our minds. But seriously, we have to train our minds though, because of the simple fact that we have been programmed to think that we gotta grind super hard. We have to be stressing out about paying this next bill and that bill when we can really be attracting in so much abundance and manifesting so much abundance if we would just follow our purpose, okay? God is who I pray to, so you can feel that with whoever you pray to. It could be a rock, hey, okay? It is what it is. The Most High. God does not place us here to work to the bone and not be able to enjoy the things that have been created. You have to slow down sometimes. You have to be able to actually enjoy the fruits. You have to be able to enjoy and love on your family. And that's something that it has been hard for me to learn, especially because I didn't grow up like really just like a lot of family time and like a lot of affection. My son has taught me how to do that. So, you know what I'm saying? Spend your time doing the things that are actually going to fulfill you. Be creative often, like daily. Do something that makes you create. Spend time with your ideas and thoughts and let the creativity flow. But stop doing a whole bunch of work and you can't even see. You just hoping that you don't fail. You hoping that you don't go back broke. You hoping that your lights never get turned off again. You hoping that your water never gets turned off again. That you never miss another car payment. Like, I get it. But you gotta slow down. You have to slow down. There's people out here losing their kids. They went to school, then they're no longer. Now they're probably like, I wish that I would have enjoyed my baby. I wish I would have told them I loved them. I wish that before they left for school, I didn't argue with them because they did not have even the patience due to the fact that they're working so freaking hard to pay the bills or whatever. It's so many people. There's life is not promised. Your friends' lives are not promised. Your coworker that you're really cool with, their life is not promised. You don't know who is thinking about taking their life. You don't know. You don't know. You do not know when somebody's time is coming short. Spend time with the people and the things that give your body nourishment, that give your body love, that give your spirit energy, that make you do greater things. Spend time and pour energy into your passions and your purpose, something that you'll do forever, even if you didn't get paid for it, that type of passion. Things that fulfill your spirit, not just the check. A lot of y'all are really chasing the check because it was me. And I couldn't understand, why is my money, like, I know how to hustle, I know how to make money, I know how to do what I gotta do. Why isn't my money sticking? Because I was not doing it for my purpose. I wasn't doing it for my passion. I was doing it to get that bread and energy that is always going to be freaking here. That is literally endless. People are printing money and just telling us we can't do it too. I don't know if y'all hear me. And if you are new here, I am so sorry. I had to jump straight into this message. Welcome to the village, baby. Okay? Usually we take our shoes off and we pull out our notebooks and pens. And I mean, a lot of us probably did. And, you know, we like the bleezy and all of that. But I had to get into this message because all I could just see was splashing in the water and just panicking. Somebody panicking. Everything is on time. Everything is on purpose. Everything is divine. Dive in and just embrace where you're at. Embrace feeling the water. Embrace being able to stretch out your arms and swim. Glide with it. Glide with life. Relax. Enjoy. You got to be able to swim so that you could save the kids, okay? So that's the message that I have for y'all today. And I really do appreciate you guys tapping in and listening. I'm going to be dropping these as often as possible. Y'all, these messages, when they come, like, I need to just do them. Because later, it's just, you know, I don't have the passion the way that I did when I got the message. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate y'all getting on here and sharing this with your people. I appreciate when you guys, you know, post this on your story and tag other people, because the joy that y'all be feeling, the fulfillment that y'all be feeling, you never know. Your little cousin might listen to what, like, you guys post or what you say, and they might listen. They might not tell y'all, but they're listening. Your little sister, your little brother, your cousins, your aunts and uncles, your parents, okay? Whoever it is, they might listen to the sound of somebody else's voice. They might block you out, but when you post certain things, they watching, they listening. So I appreciate that, you know, because it helps me be able to help y'all's family too. It helps me be able to help your relationships too. When other people figure out and understand why they act and behave a certain way or why they feel a certain way, it's breakthroughs. It releases stress off their shoulders. They're able to treat their kids better. They're able to treat their relationships better. They're able to treat their family better. That's what's been helping me. They're able to accept friendship, accept love better. You feel me? So I appreciate y'all. And remember, we are a village. We are a family. You know, y'all my brothers and sisters. Y'all are my divine masculine, divine feminine, chosen ones. You were chosen to be here and hear this message. Use it. Go text people. Go text three people. Let them know that you're grateful for them. You know what I'm saying? And that you love them and that you just care about them. Save a life today. I promise it feels so amazing. And go do some mirror work. Talk to yourself in the mirror. Tell yourself how beautiful and amazing and handsome and fine you is. Slap yourself on the ass. Let it, you know what I'm saying? Let that thing. You know what I'm saying? But I love you guys. I appreciate you coming. Make sure that y'all share this for me, okay? And also, if you're in the Austin, Texas area, Central Texas area, pop out June 17th. I will be performing at Club Energy in Killeen, Texas. June 24th, I will be having an event in Austin, Texas at the Longhorn Daiquiri on Riverside. Make sure you pop out. This is a mixer for the freaking legends, bro. Magic is about to happen in this room. So make sure you tap in and plug in. And we have a lot more coming this summer. So let's get it. I love y'all. Have a great day. Pass this message on to somebody. Go repost this somewhere. Share this. Follow me on all platforms. Mama K's Place. We're at That's Mama K. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all of that. Okay? Have a great day.